Government surveillance efforts are credited with foiling more than 50 terror plots since 9/11. This is all since, you know, it was leaked that the NSA is spying on us. They now are saying, look, because of that spying, we've been foiling terror plots.
Yeah,
of course. So
I believe them.
That is their excuse.
There are people who don't believe anything the government says, but I believe them. You know, we've heard about some of them.
There's no problem with wanting to catch terrorists.
Right.
The problem is when my rights as an American citizen are infringed upon because of your desire to
be
find
safe,
a
not get
criminal.
Blown up. No, listen, we're talking about people being blown up. Listen.
Yes, but we're also talking about people having information they might
All
use
right.
against
well,
people who don't deserve
the next
to
time,
be spied upon.
The next time a World Trade Center thing goes off or a dirty bomb, God forbid, goes off in a city.
The next time.
So we can't read your emails to God knows who you're writing to.
It's not me I'm worried about.
I'm worried about you. I think you have something to hide. God knows who you're writing to.
Unfortunately, I actually have nothing to hide.
Well, then there you go. So let them read your email. Who cares?
I don't care about them reading my email. But, again, they surveilled John Lennon. They surveilled all kinds of people just because they wanted their rights.
Look, Nixon was a fucking maniac. We know that now. And yes, maniacs.
And you act like there aren't maniacs in the government right now.
Of course there are, but I'm not going to throw out a system that actually curtails terrorism.
Well, what about my Fourth Amendment rights?
Gone, baby, with the wind.
Well, what about Second Amendment, then? Can't we just get rid of that?
You want your Fourth Amendment right? I'll give it right back to you. Stop emailing. Now you got it back.
Stop phone calling. Stop
everything.
That's
right. Let me tell you something. There are certain things that I share with my wife confidentially. I don't talk to her on the phone about it, and I never email her. You know why? I don't want anyone to know.
Because the government's listening.
Not for the government. I don't want other people knowing. Now, I'm not kidding you. My Fourth Amendment right is fine. Keep off that bullshit. You want to tweet a picture of his cock? Fine. Use it. Who cares who sees it? Want to pick up a chick? Big deal. Use it. But you got something really confidential going on that you really don't want to share with the world? Don't talk about it on a phone. And sure as hell, don't talk about it in an email. Use your fucking head.
You never have any confidential conversations that you would not like.
Yes, I do, of course.
Of course.
I mean, who wants to hear me calling those porn lines? Nobody calls them anymore.
You had to give that up.
I did. But, listen, yes,
see how
of course.
You've been hurt?
I do have confidential conversations because I'm too lazy to go visit these people. Oh, believe me. Listen, any of those conversations I have with my mother, I certainly don't want President Obama listening in on. But I'm telling you, if you got something really, really confidential, you gotta stay off those devices.